Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 18th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. According to a report from Bloomberg, Netflix is not planning for ad-supported tier customers to be able to download content for offline viewing. The ad-supported tier, expected by early 2023, will be locked out of the feature, reserving it for higher-tier subscribers, and this cheaper plan will also lock playback controls while ads are playing. Disney Plus and Hulu previously announced their ad-supported tiers while increasing prices of their ad-free services. Hulu's will rise from $7 to $8 a month, and Disney Plus will increase theirs from $8 to $11 a month on December 8th. The Federal Trade Commission is threatening to sue Cochava, an ad tech company, alleging it reveals visits to sensitive locations, including reproductive health clinics. The FTC's proposed complaint argues the data can be used to trace people to addiction recovery centers, therapists, and other medical facilities alongside coordinates and timestamps. Cochava denies the allegations and announced Thursday it would create a privacy block service to remove health location data from its marketplace. Security researcher Michael Horowitz claims iOS VPN apps are broken and that Apple has known about the particular flaw for at least 2.5 years. Horowitz claims iOS doesn't allow VPN apps to close all existing non-secure connections, meaning some data will continue to be sent outside the VPN. Horowitz's blog post describes how he tested this flaw with multiple devices and VPN apps and notified Apple. The company initially engaged in a discussion but later went silent, and his tests included on iOS 15.6. After testing the feature in Australia, Airbnb is bringing their anti-party technology to the US and Canada. This anti-party feature claims it can identify high-risk reservations like parties and block them. During the Australian test, which began last October, the company said it was responsible for a 35% drop in unauthorized parties. Airbnb said it is hoping for similar success as we begin testing this in the US and Canada. Also, according to a report by Bloomberg, Apple is planning to launch the iPhone 14, 14 Max, 14 Pro, and 14 Pro Max at an event on September 7th. It is also expected to announce the new Apple Watch 8, low and high-end iPads, and more Macs either at this event or one to follow later this year. The September 7th event is expected to be online only. South Korea's Financial Intelligence Unit identified 16 foreign crypto businesses targeting domestic customers it will be investigating for operating unregistered. In July 2021, foreign cryptocurrency businesses were warned about the legal requirement to register in South Korea. The crime carries penalties of a maximum $37,750 fine, a temporary ban on domestic operation, and up to 5 years in prison. Microsoft's Windows 11 Insider Preview Build 25128 has rolled out to dev channel testers with updates to the Microsoft Store, the camera app, and other small fixes. The camera app will now have access to the status of the privacy shutter on supported hardware. The store update now permits screenshots and search results and the installation of games directly from the Microsoft Store app. Dodge has shown off the Charger Daytona SRT Concept EV, which closely mirrors a production electric vehicle coming from the company in 2024. The Daytona concept features real exhaust noises, multi-speed transmissions, and the design inspiration is the 1968 two-door Charger. The concept also has a hatchback liftgate rather than a traditional trunk, and the two back seats can be folded flat to increase the cargo area. Dodge says it will have an 800-volt architecture and all-wheel drive, as well as three power levels offered from the factory. Google is bringing the Workspace Individual Subscription Plan for solo business owners, formerly known as G Suite, to Europe, a year after it went live in the US, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Japan, and Australia. It'll be available in the UK for approximately £8 a month, and France, Spain, Germany, and Italy for approximately €8 a month. The fee grants access to multiple features, including premium video calling tools like recording, noise cancellation, and longer group calls. Embracer, the 2008-founded games publisher, are in the process of acquiring the intellectual property catalog and worldwide rights to various Tolkien-related media, specifically motion pictures, video games, board games, merchandising, theme parks, and stage productions. Back in May, Embracer entered a highly publicized deal to acquire IPs Tomb Raider, Deus Ex, Thief, Legacy of Kain, and more than 50 back catalog games from Square Enix Holdings. That deal will cost Embracer $300 million, and the cost of the Tolkien deal has yet to be revealed. According to internal documents viewed by Kotaku, the outlet reports Nintendo of America is investigating reports female game testers and contractors were subject to discrimination and harassment. Nintendo of America President Doug Bowser sent an email to employees on August 16th, the same day as Kotaku published an expose on the toxic workplace culture. Bowser stated the company is taking the allegations seriously and are actively investigating. And in a blog post shared by Microsoft principal software engineer Raymond Chen, he noted some Windows XP-era laptops experienced malfunctions due to either their system or a neighboring system playing Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation due to a sound from the music video crashing hard drives. The post unfortunately lacks specifics on which models of laptops or hard drives were affected, only that it hit more than one major manufacturer. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.